This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, September 23rd. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Stopgap spending deal reached. Judge tosses chemical price-fixing lawsuit. USDA launches Distressed Borrowers Assistance Network. Leaders agree to a three-month stopgap. Lawmakers are set to approve a stopgap spending bill this week before heading home to campaign. Congressional leaders announced agreement yesterday on a continuing resolution to fund the government at fiscal 24 levels until December 20th. The CR includes an extension of authority for USDA's mandatory livestock reporting system and the Food for Peace program, as well as domestic food assistance. As expected, there is no extension of the 2018 Farm Bill included. The House Rules Committee will meet this afternoon to prepare the CR for floor debate. I take note, staff directors for the House and Senate Ag Committees, they're due to meet again this week to continue their discussion about a new farm bill. But Senate Ag Republican John Hovind of North Dakota acknowledges it's hard to cut critical deals until the outcome of the election is known, and that finding money for the bill's commodity title remains the biggest hurdle. Resolve that issue and, quote, the rest of the stuff's going to come together, he told AgriPulse. For more on the D.C. agenda, you can read our Washington Week Ahead at AgriPulse.com. Judge dismisses chemical price-fixing suit. A federal judge has dismissed a price-fixing lawsuit against Bayer, BASF, Corteva Agriscience, Pioneer, and a slate of other agriculture chemical manufacturers, wholesaler, and retailers. Sarah Pitlick, a judge for the U.S. District Court of the Eastern District of Missouri, tossed the case last week after finding that the farmers who brought the case, quote, have failed in their attempt to weave dissimilar events into a coherent and actionable conspiracy. Their allegations do not plausibly rebut inference that defendants' conduct served their respective individual legitimate business interests to maintain a profitable market structure, Pitlick wrote. Other targets of the lawsuit included Cargill, Univar, Windfield Solutions, Nutrient Ag Solutions, and Simplot. USDA launches assistance network to help connect farmers to loans. USDA is launching a national network to help distressed borrowers navigate their loan options. The Distressed Borrowers Assistance Network, which the Farm Service Agency announced over the weekend, will operate in collaboration with FarmAid, Rural Advance Foundation International, the University of Arkansas, the Socially Disadvantaged Farmers and Ranchers Policy Center at Alcorn State University, and the University of Minnesota. Those partners will help connect producers to FSA and give them information about relevant loan programs. The network's launch follows last month's publication of a new rule designed to help distressed borrowers maintain profitability. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Lawmakers press USDA on school lunch junk fees. Eight senators are urging USDA to address junk fees in school lunches by payment processors. The senators, including Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, say it's unacceptable parents face high fees just so their children can have school lunch. A letter signed by the senators cites a July report by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that found payment processors were collecting over $100 million in fees annually from school lunches. Most schools require families to pay a flat fee whenever they deposit money into their child's school lunch account, which disproportionately hurts lower-income families, according to the letter. USDA has said students who use federal nutrition programs shall not be charged added fees. But the senators say a 2014 exemption for online payment processors and the rise of cashless payment methods have led to fees being imposed more frequently. The senators want USDA to withdraw the 2014 guidance and work with state education departments to secure fair payment processing contracts. Together, these steps will lower costs for families who are already facing higher costs at the checkout counter that due to corporate price gouging and ensure that greedy payment processors cannot continue to rip off American families, the senators write. Colorado launches tax credit for retailers and farms. Small food retailers and family farms in Colorado can benefit from a new tax credit. Eligible businesses who have brought equipment to provide low-access populations with healthy foods can apply for a refundable income tax credit for eligible equipment purchases. The Colorado Department of Food and Agriculture says up to $10 million a year is available through 2030 to help small businesses fit that criteria. Small businesses will be able to get back 75% or more of the cost of expensive equipment necessary to provide fresh produce, meat, and dairy products to communities across Colorado, said Ag Commissioner Kate Greenberg. Here's today's final word. We're trying to identify how much we need, how it would be distributed, and how much we would pay for it. That Arkansas Senator John Bozeman, the ranking member on the Senate Ag Committee, talking to AgriPulse about the possible package of supplemental assistance to row crop farmers. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, September 23rd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.